Hey everybody, Tanner Charlie Kirk Show. It's time to win. We are headed for a loss in 2024, and the Republican establishment just seems delighted to continue a pattern of nonsense. Mike Pence is running. Chris Christie's going to run. I mean, give me a break. What are we doing here, guys? We need to invest in the infrastructure to win. TPAction.com, if you are so moved. Scott Pressler and Tyler Boyer join for the entire episode for a conversation about how we are going to win in 2024. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, but more importantly, go to tpaction.com. That is tpaction.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Okay, everybody, this whole hour will be dedicated to how we win in 2024. You got DeSantis, you got Trump, you got Pence, you got Chris Christie, you got Nikki Haley, you got Vivek, you have Larry Elder. You got Doug Burgum running for president soon. It's all a distraction and noise. Look, Trump's going to be the nominee. Yeah, they're going to try to indict him and all this. But even if you don't like Trump, I'm going to get you to agree with this. Who's building the infrastructure? Who's building the machine? Who's actually investing in the grassroots ballot chasing, voter registration, doing the work that Scott Pressler has been doing? And in just a second, we're going to have him on the program for a big announcement. But let me do a little bit of a lead up. We have been on this message since the RNC race with Ronna Romney and Harmeet Dhillon. We were trying to get Ronna Romney to step aside. Very sweet woman, not up to the task. We were unsuccessful in that. But I was there on behalf of you, the grassroots, shaking hands, doing our best, and we fell short, but we gave it our best effort. We've been saying for quite some time that institutional Republican groups, the way they've been doing elections, is not in harmony with the grassroots. It's not accountable. In fact, and sometimes they're lying to donors, and sometimes they are saying they're knocking on doors when they are not. And when I say that, you know, people would say, oh, you know, Charlie, you're just complaining. You're a complainer. I say, look, we're in the grassroots. We're talking to folks. You know, we have a beautiful audience and really thankful for it. We kind of know if the work is actually getting done. And I can tell you Scott Pressler's work was getting done. I know that 100%. Well, now a new bombshell piece from NBC News. And you got to take it with a pound of salt because it's NBC News. But there is a lot of irrefutable data in here that is outside of the bias and the trappings. By Alan Smith, NBC News. Republicans are spending millions of dollars on turnout operations that are deeply flawed, insiders say. Now, part of the article talks about how the Republican apparatus, not just the RNC, to be fair, not just the RNC, but Republican outside groups, they hire a bunch of paid door knockers and paid organizers, and they're fleecing donors. Now, look, running groups are hard. You know, we're about to have Tyler on the show. Building something is hard. Hiring people, onboarding them, making sure they stay on message, holding them accountable. We now have over 300 employees in the Turning Point ecosystem. Yeah, that's a couple full-time jobs, and that will take decades off your life. You see, but when you're headquartered in Washington, D.C., as all these groups are, and they think they can just parachute in and outsource and hire a couple people here, and they're not actually in the trenches, in the grassroots, especially if they didn't get a start being a grassroots activist like I did, like Scott Pressler did, like Tyler Boyer did, it is this mode of operation and behavior that is so foreign and distant to them. I got my start knocking on doors for Mark Kirk, who ended up being a rhino, but still, no relation, in the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois' 10th Congressional District. I wouldn't trade that experience for the world. Knocking on 1,000 doors in suburban Chicago and Cook County, trying to argue for them to vote for a Republican during the Obama era, you learn a lot about grassroots conversations, grassroots humility, talking to people, trying to convince them and persuade them. Okay, so this article in NBC News is really something. And I want to be very fair. It's hard to hire people. It's hard to do this. But part of the article talks about how some of the people that were hired to go knock on doors that you probably donated money to, you probably got a triple match, donate, text in to give some money. Well, it turns out that one example they have here is one of the people that were paying said that they were knocking on these doors on the application, but in reality, that person was at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. That this person was supposed to be knocking on doors, talking to voters, but they were really at a marijuana bar. Now, this is more than just an anecdote. This comes through a massive series of whistleblowers that are saying that the Republican groups that are allegedly in the grassroots are not. It's a synthetic veneer that is raising millions of dollars from you, the grassroots, and is not actually doing the difficult work that is necessary. Not actually doing clipboard and tennis shoes, not getting sweaty, not doing the stuff that is necessary to move the dial. And look, it's tough. It's easy to run TV ads. You know what's tough? It's tough in September when it's 106 degrees in Maricopa County to go knock on 100 doors in Glendale and Surprise in Scottsdale. I fully acknowledge that is hard. But it, boy, we are not going to win without a transparent and honest operation. And so this article right here, NBC News, basically says that the money the Republicans have been spending broadly, not just the RNC, has been very flawed and largely wasteful. And that's why we're thrilled to announce today, we want to do our part at Turning Point Action, that we're going to get into the arena, we're going to do our best to fix this. We're announcing today, it's now live on postmillennial.com, Turning Point Action, we are pledging $5 million to just Wisconsin ballot chasing efforts in collaboration with Scott Pressler. We're going to do our part. Look, we're going to go raise the money, we're going to figure it out. I don't know how we're going to raise it, we'll figure it out. We going to have to add that to the list of stuff we have to do. In addition to TPUSA Faith, Pastor Summit, you know, the media stuff, high school, college, ActCon, just add it to the list. Guess what? I want to win. I'm sick of losing the Republic. I have zero faith in the Republican Uniparty in Washington, D.C. to knock on doors. And this NBC article, if you are a donor, you need to read this. Okay, joining us now is Tyler Boyer and Scott Pressler to talk about this and to dive into the details here. And so, Scott, I'll start with you. Honored to be partnering with you. You are doing the real work here. Scott, can you comment on this article of NBC News? This shouldn't come as a huge surprise to you, though, right, Scott? Because you're out there, you're actually doing the difficult work, and you're probably like, wait a second, why are all these other groups claiming they're doing the door knocking when it's really not getting done? Scott Pressler, your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, Charlie and Tyler, to be here. This article that came out today isn't a shocker. You know, I went down after the 2020 election for the runoff in the Georgia Senate race, and I saw this firsthand that we had countless conservative organizations knocking on doors in the area. But what I found is they were all using different applications and they were knocking on the same door over and over. And there was no collaboration, no teamwork, no communication. And yes, there was some fraudulent activity being done. And so I think that's why this is so important, the opportunity for me to partner with Turning Point Action and get as many conservative organizations working together, having that seamless communication and build that infrastructure for 2024.
Yeah. And Scott, you're the one, you're doing the difficult work. Tyler, really quick, we're up against a break here. Tyler, can you just mention how special Scott is? I said yesterday, I don't care about this DeSantis Trump Iowa spending spree. Doug Burgum's going to come with $50 million. Tim Scott, $60 million. What a joke. Tyler, who's building the machine? We need 1,000 Scott Presslers. We're going to do our part at Turning Point Action. We're small, by the way. At Turning Point Action, we're small. We've been very blessed in the Turning Point ecosystem to raise a lot of money. RNC raises $480 million, right? Institutional Republican groups raise $800 million to a billion, right? We're like 5 to 10 million, small by comparison. We're doing what we can. We're trying to scale that. We're trying to get up to 100 million as if we don't need more stuff to do. Tyler, 1 minute remaining. Talk about how special Scott Pressler is and how we need the energy of grassroots activity, Tyler.
Well, Scott's been working with us for a long time in the background, talking about and assessing these issues that have been going on. So these are not, like as he said, not surprises, unfortunately, for most of us. But what we are doing is figuring out the solutions every day, because we have to have people out in the grassroots that are, we're figuring out how to build the Army. And this is really simple. This is getting paper ballots in a box. This is what this is the end of the day. This is what the left identified during the Colorado miracle, is that you get more paper in the box, you win.
That's right.
And that's what we're focused on doing together.
Whoever gets the most pieces of paper in the box is the winner. Scott, I'm going to ask you this about after the break. You have this tweet thread going where you say today is day number 44, 47, 48, asking Ronna Romney for a response. It's really strange why the head of the RNC doesn't call you back. I'm confused, actually. Look, it is time to consider a rollover of that 401k into an IRA. The investment world is completely different in 2023, and you cannot do the same thing as last year. Woke companies are aggressively implementing ESG. Interest rates are going up, and inflation is still lingering. If you have over $150,000, now is the time to move your money to a biblical, responsible investing strategy with my friends at PAX Financial Group. Here's how you can connect with PAX. Text CHARLIE to the number 74868. That's it. Just take out your phone. Text CHARLIE, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, to 74868. So take out your phone, text CHARLIE to the number 74868 for biblical responsible investing. Text CHARLIE to 74868. Nevada, the Senate race, we fell short. We fell short. Hey, Tyler, just curious, how many RNC staffers did they have in Nevada or Arizona? Approximation, Tyler Boyer. I'm just curious.
So one of the most concerning things right now that, and again, we're not trying to just like turn the total rockets here, especially after that NBC article, but that right now we don't have anyone in Arizona that's built out on the RNC side. So it's a little bit, concerning after coming out of 2022 to be in this position where it's like Arizona is a key target state. It's imperative to win the presidency. The RNC's job is to nominate and win the presidency. And right now we don't have teams built out here in Arizona. The Republican Party doesn't have it. And it's not just the Republican Party, but so the top campaigns for president don't have it. So you're looking at this and you're going, well, how are we so far behind and what is necessary? And this is the reason why we've been saying the permanent infrastructure of the outside groups is so important. That's why the Scott Presslers of the world, our version of the muscle that the left has built over the last 20 years is literally a Scott Pressler. And that's why your tweet yesterday of saying we need 1,000 Scott Presslers. That's what we need. And I'm so grateful for Scott because he's willing to mentor and build all this out. Yes. And our side has to be really accepting of that. Not only accepting, but we need to be focused on building these outside organizations that are going to get the job done, cycle in and cycle out. Because as we see, like, we can't go 8 months from the last election with basically no infrastructure built out. It's crazy.
Scott, this is thankless work. Talk about your pattern of work. You're up early. You're working late. Sweaty days. Not spending time in Caesar's Palace. Let me read this right here from the NBC article. A few weeks before last fall's midterm election, a paid canvasser, so something that donors donated to, in Nevada did what thousands of door knockers across the country were doing. They went on an app and marked off the homes that they had visited that day. There was just one problem. This canvasser never went anywhere near those homes in a neighborhood in South Las Vegas. They were 8 miles away, sitting inside Caesar's Palace Casino, according to geo-tracking data obtained by NBC News. Now, we want to be fair. When you hire a bunch of people, you're going to have some hooligans. We've dealt with that, Tyler, right? So they say they fired him, but it goes, and then they did the right thing. But it goes on to say this is not an isolated incident, that it was a widespread effort to misrepresent data and grassroots activity to try to get donors there. So it's totally understandable that you have some lunatic and some lazy person. Lord knows we've dealt with that, Tyler, throughout a decade of doing this. What's not acceptable, though, is a pattern and a cover-up and a misrepresentation of it. Scott Pressler, what does a day in a grassroots warrior look like, and why does the Republican establishment not understand it?
Well, for example, today we got data for voter registration for states across the country. For example, Louisiana. I was able to report this morning that in the last 30 days, the Democrats have 2,500 fewer registered Democrats than they had 1 month ago. And we actually increased our numbers with Republicans by 600 in the last month in Louisiana. And this is important because this October, we have the opportunity to flip the governorship from blue to red. So I was already on the phone this morning with a grassroots activist talking about how our operation and voter registration is working, is producing results. I'm now here with y'all, of course. And this evening, I'll be talking with grassroots activists across the country in Kentucky and Utah and Pennsylvania. You see, what people need to understand is I love that people want election integrity and they want to become election day workers and they want to do ballot harvesting legally, of course.
Yes, yes.
But what people need to understand is the infrastructure has to be built now in preparation for next year. And that's what we're working on.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that again. Turning Point Action. We're growing. We do not have the 400. How much is the title they raised? RNC 480 million or something. It's just crazy numbers. Right. And we can get the exact. We don't have that. We're going to find it. You know, we've been super blessed in the Turning Point ecosystem to have a serious amount of donors that have been so generous. We're going to go find them. We're going to have them fund this thing. You know, we announced this. Hey, we're going to spend the $5 million with Scott Pressler in Wisconsin. Now we got to figure out how to raise it. We'll figure it out. And we will. It's a commitment and a promise, Scott, because we got to go in now. That's why. We had a conference call with our team yesterday, and we're like, hey, are we just going to wait around and happy talk and play? No. The grassroots are angry. They're furious. They feel betrayed. They do not feel as if anyone's fighting for them. Now is the time to invest, especially as this summer circus. I mean, you got Mike Pence and you got this. I mean, what is going on here? Answer, Democrats are going to crush us if we do not invest in the early states. All right, Tyler, so let's talk about the model here. What is the RNC and DNC model, and how are we doing the leadership here, and how are we going to model the right way, coordinating grassroots groups to bank ballots? Tyler Boyer.
Yeah, Charlie, and we've been talking about this quite a bit with donors in particular to just really educate donors, because a lot have no idea. They've just been giving for 30, 40 years just to the RNC because they trust the Republican Party and the national ecosystem, what has basically become an anti-grassroots effort. But what we have been talking about with donors is, and in the grassroots, is you've got to invest into things that are going to last long term. And if you think about it, the RNC, if you understand how the Republican Party works, you elect a state party chair basically every 2 years. You elect new leadership, and the turnover is really high. And oftentimes they don't even complete their term. And so you are seeing basically an entire system break down basically once a year. And this is part of the reason why you can't build anything. And the left figured this out about 20 years ago. They started going, this is crazy. We can't build an infrastructure that is data centric, because they had to, because of Post-Citizens United and dealing with dark money. Mm-hmm. They had to build it. And so that's basically what got us to where we are today. The left has been out of necessity building this. They've done it effectively. And they've built an entire ecosystem that chases ballots, that gets out the vote outside of the DNC structure. So our mission has to be now is, how do we identify our own people? How do we build our own warriors that can last, you know, cycle in and cycle out, that can manage these things? And that's where Scott Pressler and the Scott Presslers of the world come in. And we should be, you know, jumping for joy when we see a Scott Pressler come into existence, you know, and we should be saying, how do we replicate that? And so we're really excited about the investment that we're making and the work that we're doing, because now it's about, who do we identify that can attract people, attract human beings, that can motivate the grassroots to get out and be participatory in these systems? And there's no better example of that than Scott in the world. And then there's a few other organizations like ours and, you know, Tea Party Patriots and a few others that can really do it. And so we're all working together. But I wanted to kind of kick over to Scott and just let him kind of talk about, you know, what's the future? What's the path forward now?
Mm-hmm. Scott.
Thank you. Well, here's the path forward. If we want to win, we need to use this time now to, number one, register new voters. We have to grow the tent, grow the electorate, bring new people into our party. Number two, This is about conversion, converting unaffiliated voters to Republican. Arizona has voter registration by party. Pennsylvania has voter registration by party. Wisconsin does not. But there are 1.2 million unaffiliated voters in Pennsylvania, for example. Convert them to Republicans, get more data. Number three, I know that many of you won't like to hear this, but mail-in voters have an 86% more likely chance of voting, while Election Day voters have a 53% chance of likely voting. We need to get low propensity voters, the 0 out of 4s, the 1 out of 4s, meaning a person voted once out of 4 years, get those low propensity voters on the permanent mail-in voting list so their vote will be mailed to them, and then we knock on their door and ballot chase and make sure that they are locking in their vote. We need to also educate people on the importance of early voting. When I was in Northwest Wisconsin, there was 2 feet of snow on the ground. We need people to vote early in case of inclement weather, like in Nevada.
That's right.
When it snows on Election Day.
In Elko, and this is one of the most right-wing parts in Nevada. Yeah.
And this is the infrastructure we need to build now, because if we wait to only vote in November of 2024, I think honestly that Joe Biden is going to be cruising to victory. So it's going to be voter registration, early voting, ballot chasing, and building that infrastructure in the key states like Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona. Because guys, this election is going to be decided by fewer than 50,000 votes. 10,000 in Arizona, 10,000 in Georgia, 15,000 in Wisconsin. That is the presidential election right there.
And this is really important, Charlie and Scott, to understand what the left has done. So, and this is part of the conversation. We are all in for a really strong defense and trying to prevent more manipulation from the left in these specific counties that are doing this. But we've seen what they're doing. We know what they're doing. They're trying to place drop boxes to make things more accessible for the left. They are trying to increase the amount of time to vote early. We don't want any of those things. But the reality is this, is if we just sit back and let them do this in blue counties and not do anything on the offense side, we're going to lose. And the best thing that I bring up with people that say, well, you know, it's a pointless effort. You know, the left is what we haven't even tried to do this, people. Like, we need to be getting out and doing this for the first time ever. And in some kind of coordinated way with these organizations all working together in unison. That's what Scott's talking about here. But, you know, you have to understand the left is not spending $50, $60, $70 million in Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia. And, you know, probably spend $150 million in Pennsylvania just for their health. If they didn't have to do any of that work, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't spend $100 million on that stuff in each of those key target states. And so here's the reality is I don't think we need to match dollar for dollar what the left is doing, because I don't think they're as effective as our grassroots. Our grassroots is motivated. They just need the tools in their hands, the data in their hands, the technology in their hands. And they need leadership to say, hey, I need help attracting more volunteers and more full-time people to work on these things. And that's where the Scott Pressers come in. That's where the Charlie Kirks come in. That's where the Jenny Beth Martins come in. And that's where we can work together to really win this battle. Anyway, Scott, I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Scott, continue.
No, thank you. Look, yes. Well, I really want to encourage people with some data for a moment, because I know there are people that share Tyler's sentiments at home and they're saying, you know, why are we going to do this? The left is so powerful. They're so organized. But guys, I want you to remember that November of 2022 with Adam Laxalt, we only lost by 8,000 votes. But guys, 150,000 Nevada Republicans didn't vote in that election. Imagine if we had that ballot chasing infrastructure, or we did legal ballot harvesting in Nevada where it is legal, and we did drop boxes at gun shows and churches and other Republican conservative areas. Oh my gosh, Adam Laxalt would be senator right now. And furthermore, look at Oregon. Everybody thinks of Oregon as this deeply blue state. Christine Drazen running for governor lost by 66,000 votes. 126,000 Oregonian Republicans didn't vote. So we have the votes. The Democrats are just better about locking in, mobilizing, and galvanizing our people. And that's why this partnership with Turning Point Action coming together with me is so important, because we have the grassroots. We have the trust and respect of the people that matter.
Yes,
now,
that's right.
We have
And Scott, you're a workhorse. Scott, I'm curious, has the Republican establishment, has Rana reached out to you? I'll just be blunt. Why do we have to do this? I got enough stuff going on. Why is the Republican establishment not said, Scott, you're a grassroots hero. Here's $20 million. Here's a team. Have they done that?
No, sir. No, I've been reaching out very respectfully and politely to Chairwoman McDaniel now for 48 days. And my tweet has been seen over 2 million times via impressions on social media. And I have yet to hear a response from the RNC.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I don't know, because I represent 1.3 million people. This isn't the Scott Pressler show. This isn't about me. I represent people that trust me. And I think that this is a slap in the face to the grassroots. It's a slap in the face to every person that in 100-degree weather in Maricopa County, we're knocking on doors for Kerry Lake. And we're knocking on doors for our grassroots. And I just think it's representative that the RNC is not listening to the people that matter, so, and that's the grassroots.
Let me read from this article in NBC News. I've been flipping through it here. Again, they can't even call you, Scott, which is just beyond me. You have the RNC that's spent $400 million a cycle. How about we call the guy that's working his tail off 14, 15, 16-hour days, rallying the grassroots to do that sort of stuff? It's puzzling. Let me read this from the NBC article, because you mentioned Nevada, but it's not as if we didn't spend money in Nevada. Quote, donors have been eager to open their wallets for the type of work of getting early voting. And campaign finance records show canvassing is a multi-million dollar business. Just how effective those dollars are is questionable, sources say, with some warning the consequences of incorrect data could be significant. Because these numbers are recycled, they're used in text messages, they're used in mailers, they're used in to target voters, said one GOP operative. Tyler, you know, we met, what, 7 or 8 years ago. We immediately connected because I got started in the trench of the grassroots suburbs of Chicago. You know, you were Maricopa County chairman. Does the RNC have it in their DNA to actually build something in the grassroots? It's such a foreign concept to the D.C. lobbying crowd.
Well, again, it's not really do they have the capacity. It's really should they be doing it, right? That's the question. And the Democrats, what they figured out is the answer is no. The DNC shouldn't be doing it. The RNC shouldn't be doing it. What should the RNC be doing? They should be hosting a very frugal convention to nominate a president of the United States. And they should be doing the perfunctory things that are necessary to do them successfully, like debates and things like that, that need attention and effort. These outside groups, the Scott Presslers of the world, are who we need to invest into for long-term action to make sure we get out the vote accordingly and chase the ballots that we need to chase, while also putting effort and pressure on election integrity, because this is part of election integrity. Bodies on the ground and bodies at doors will help us prevent fraud.
That's exactly right. Tyler and Scott, stay after the break. Again, tpaction.com, the story's up, post-millennial. While everyone is wondering what's going on, we got Pence in here. That's all a distraction. Trump's going to be the nominee unless something totally wild happens. But let's say DeSantis has some big surge that we don't see in the cards. Okay. What's the machine? Who's got full-time staff in Arizona right now? Right now, who has full-time staff? We do. Turning Point Action does. Tyler, what do we have? 15 people on the ground? 10, 15 people here at Turning Point Action in Arizona-ish, right?
Our goal is to have a lot more.
Well, we want to have like 500. It's something. People ask me all the time when I travel about Strong Cell. Charlie, is Strong Cell legit? Charlie, do you really believe in the anti-aging properties of NADH? Well, it's not a matter of whether or not if I believe it. It's the science. You guys could check it out. Back check me. Look at NAD and see what it could do for you. Well, look, I take NAD every single day. Strong Cell is a scientific breakthrough in cellular health replenishment that combines NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen to boost your body's cellular function. I personally take Strong Cell every day, and so do a ton of Kirk listeners. Go see the reviews for yourself. If you are someone who relies on caffeine or sugar to get yourself going, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I only have one important request, as I recommend this life-changing product. You've got to give it at least 4 weeks to realize the best results. It takes a little time to re-engineer your body's NADH. Think about it. It's been on decline in your middle-aged body for a year or so. So check it out. Go to strongcell.com/Charlie and read the personal testimonies for yourself. Then use promo code Charlie to get a special 20% discount on your order. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. 20% discount, strongcell.com, promo code Charlie. Scott Pressler, you're blunt. about this, and I want people to know, again, we're announcing a $5 million ballot chasing, and that's the start, Scott. Our anticipation is to grow on that, Scott. What would that money be spent on, right? This is not spent on TV ads or, you know, plush nonsense, flowers, Lululemon memberships, or donor mementos. Scott, it would be sent on what? What would that money be spent on?
This is boots on the ground. If I were in charge and I had the opportunity, I would begin hiring boots on the ground immediately, that they would be doing voter registration, growing the electorate, that they would be getting voters to sign up for mail-in ballots, that we would be doing trainings across the state of Wisconsin, for example, on the value and importance of early voting. It would be going to continued usage of the Early Vote Action application that people can download on both Android and iPhone, that we can have people from the comfort of their home calling and texting prospective voters, doing polling, finding out their issues, and getting important data to build that infrastructure. So it wouldn't be spent on things like TV or things that aren't, that you're actually talking to the voter. This is all going to be face-to-face. This is going to be sweat equity. This is going to be elbow grease, building the infrastructure for 2024.
Okay, so Tyler, you're on the RNC thing. Look, the money has to be spent. They are, you know, they're going out. They're saying, oh, we got to do all these sorts of things. Here's a simple question. Tyler, why does the RNC have an office in Washington, D.C.? How is that going to win us voters in Maricopa County?
We've been saying for a long time, Charlie, is like if I was running the RNC, I'd board up the building in D.C. and I'd open up an office in every key target state and run as much of our money and investment through those states. And then work with these outside groups and encourage and support these outside groups to work. I mean, you just brought this up. You know, Chris Christie, why is he thinking about running for anything? Yeah, you know, why is Asa Hutchinson running for anything? Why are these people, why are donors wasting money investing into lifeless loser campaigns that are never going to go anywhere? You know, what would be helpful is invest money into long-term infrastructure that puts more our votes into the ballot box.
Hello. I mean, you have Tyler, we're short on time. I mean, is Chris Christie just here to make a bunch of noise that distracts so that we don't invest in this stuff? Is Chris Christie here to go make a mess of things? Scott, you're nodding your head. I mean, is Doug Burgum and Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson, are they here to try to be a very big and distracting smokescreen operation so we don't build the grassroots? Scott, sorry to interrupt you, Tyler, but Scott.
Absolutely. Look, everything else is a distraction. It doesn't matter right now who people are supporting in the primary process, because we have to have the infrastructure to win. We have to get those paper ballots into mailboxes or drop boxes or get them to vote on election day. But it doesn't matter who the nominee is if we don't have that infrastructure. So yes, this is all distraction. It's smoke and mirrors. It's designed to take our eyes off the prize. We're here to register voters, do mail-in ballots, do early voting, get boots on the ground, have offices in key counties like Milwaukee and Madison and Maricopa and Philadelphia to make sure that our candidate next year can actually win.
Tyler, closing thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie, I cannot reinforce enough how important this moment is in American history. We have had the opportunity of a lifetime with retaking Ohio and Florida, which were our battleground states just 10 years ago. And now we have, all we have to do is defend states and invest into states and invest into key activist leaders like Scott Pressler and so many others in Early Vote Action and so many other organizations, Tea Party Patriots Action, or us here at Turning Point Action, and get the bodies on the ground to defend America for another generation. That is the task. And I think Scott's up to it. I think we're up to it. And I think you're up to it. And I think we can do it.
The grassroots is up to it. This is the, says in the article, the RNC is formally revealing why the party fell short of expectations. Officials overseeing the National's post-midterm audit did not respond to questions. Hey, how about this? You have an office in Washington, D.C. Close it. Fire the staff in D.C. and open up an office right now in Scottsdale, in Buckhead, and Kenosha. Hello? Chase some ballots and stop giving $17 million of donor mementos unnecessarily and $700,000 on flowers. Scott Pressler, we're going to do it ourselves. Tyler Boyer, tpaction.com. That's tpaction.com. We're going to get everything we have. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.